Welcome to another episode of the Low Carb Universe Show.
Shoo-hoo!
I'm here with Bitte.
Yeah?
And a super special, awesome guest. We never really have guests on the show, so this is amazing.
Yeah.
We're here with the fantastic ketogenic girl, Vanessa Spina. Welcome.
It's all that vitamin D. I'm just like
buzzing.
Yeah, I'm feeling it. Yeah, I'm feeling the vitamin D.
Yep.
Or is it the carnivore keto thing that you're doing?
Yes. It could be that I'm no longer on carnivore keto. It could be a combination of things. So I guess you could still consider me on it as of today, but my last day was yesterday. Oh. So maybe I'm just excited because I get to reintroduce carbs this week.
So you get to have plants again.
Yes, how long did you go carnivore? 100% carnivore.
So I did it for 7 days only. Yeah. It wasn't like a really super long experiment, but just it was actually 8 days in a way. I kind of started it last Sunday and then I did the last one yesterday. And this week going back to reintroducing like all the plant foods and chocolate, dark chocolate, which is its own magical food group.
It is. I agree.
I have kava instead of chocolate. That's a food group.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's its own food group too. Yes.
Yeah. But not every day.
Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah.
Anyway, Vanessa, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? Who are you?
Oh boy. Whenever you ask me that, I don't really know what to say. I don't know what I'm defining myself by these days. I am someone who eats keto, who blogs about keto, and who's passionate about health. And I'm also known online as my moniker, Ketogenic Girl. And yes. I'm a 35-year-old woman who lives in Prague, originally Canadian, grew up overseas. So that's kind of my whole identity at the moment, I guess.
Beautiful.
I'm a soul having a human experience.
Wow, that was deep right there.
Havana Gila. Namaste and everything.
That was just wow. We can just stop this right here. That's cool.
Yeah, I think
so. I happen to know very well that your book is very successful. And I have to say, it's one of my favorite keto books, just because it's so varied.
That's really sweet. Thank you.
Well, and also because you put, instead of anything, bacon.
Yes.
By far my favorite page in the whole book. Still by far. Yes.
You can just replace any food with bacon and you'll be good.
Exactly. Or dark chocolate then. Or kava. Yeah. So why don't you tell us a little bit about was it a long process to write that book?
It was. It gave me a whole new respect for anyone who's a book author and a whole other level of respect for anyone who's a cookbook writer. And I don't say that to impress anyone, but just the amount of detail and editing that goes into cookbooks is a special kind of hell that I got to experience for myself. I really don't want to complain about being a book author because I'm so incredibly thankful for the opportunity. It's a very long process, takes a lot of commitment, probably more than I realize. As I do with most things in life, I just say yes and jump in, and then later I'm like, what did I just do? And I finally, I pushed through somehow, and I'm really overall very happy with the book. I think just because of how people have received it really well, and people seem to be happy with it and really enjoying it. And that was my intention, was just to create something Initially, I just wanted to write a guide on keto, and my publishers wanted me to do a cookbook, so we kind of met in the middle, and I think it really has, you know, a bit of both information on keto, how to do keto, and also just, you know, recipes and things to get people started. So I think it's kind of fun that some people pick up the book and they go, oh, there's info about keto in here too. So it's kind of like a nice little bonus that's in there. So, but yeah, it took about a year from start to finish to do it all.
Yeah, that's a big project.
It is, yeah. It kind of consumes you. And I don't think I realized how much it did. My husband and I were watching this sitcom. I don't know if you guys know Fresh Off the Boat.
Yeah.
And the wife decides to write a book. And so she's writing the book. And her husband is like trying to get her attention. And he's doing like cartwheels around her. And like like he's just dressing up in costumes and doing all these things. And Pete was laughing so hard. This part, and I was like, did I ignore you a little in the past year? Like, I didn't realize how much sacrifice went into it from his side. So it's really amazing to have such a supportive partner. Yeah. But yeah, it's very all consuming for sure.
Yeah, I can
believe that really. Yeah. And did you release it just before you arrived to Keto Ladies, or was it afterwards or during the book?
Yeah, so the release was in November, the first week of November, so November 7th. And then I went on my book tour and I was traveling for several months. And Keto Ladies was like the very last stop before I got to finally go home and unpack my suitcase and everything. So I feel like it was that whole kind of period there.
Yeah, but we were so happy that you were able to come, and you did an awesome job.
Yeah, you really did.
Ladies. So we were so happy to have you. And that's
Thank
why
you.
You're coming again.
Thank you. I can't tell you how honored I am that you guys are including me. And just based on the caliber of speakers that you guys have there, I'm looking at the list going like, wow, I can't believe I get to be a part of that group. So thank you guys for putting it on and for including me.
Oh, thank you. Of course. You're such a great speaker as you, so you fit in there so good. So can you tell us a little about the Keto Ladies event that you spoke at?
So I got to go to Keto Ladies in Mallorca in March, and I was one of the most unexpected experiences I think I've had, just because I had never been to any of your events before, so I didn't, you know, I had really no idea about where we were going to be, and I hadn't been to Mallorca before or anything, so all of it was just very new. And also the fact that the way you guys designed it as more of like a retreat style event, which was different for me. But as soon as I got there, I remembered why I love retreats so much, because it just creates this really intimate environment where everyone gets to be together and connect. And it's not just like speakers are coming in and out and doing presentations and hanging out together, and then you have the attendees kind of doing their own thing, but everyone gets to connect and integrate together. And the speakers are there providing information, but it's very much more of a community building, I would say, event where, you know, we had meals together, we were all interacting, you know, we went out and got to know so many new people and new friends in the industry, because everyone has so much valuable information to share, whether they're new to it or learning or they've been doing it for a long time. So I really love that community building aspect of it was really spectacular. And we had an amazing dance party, which was very memorable.
We do know how to put on a dance party, it's true.
Party. I learned this, and I'm already looking forward to the next one.
Yeah, I will try to sleep a bit longer, because I'm so early in the morning. I wake up like 4 or 5, and so my party is over like at 9:30 in the evening. Then I have to go to bed.
But I have to say, though, everyone there was so energetic, because everyone was like fat fueled all week. And you and I, Hannah, and Martina and Sebastian stayed up like till the very, very end of the night. I think we shut it down. So Yeah, and that was all without any sugar or flour. We somehow, like, we just had so much energy. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was great.
And it was very special being only women.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that was a big part of it, because I think everybody felt so safe. And everybody shared so many things about personal stuff that I don't think you would hear at normal conference.
No, I don't think that's going to be the case in November.
No. That's another thing. It's very unique in its way, the November event. And it's marvelous in its own special way. So not worse than Kid Ladies. just about as good, but in a different way.
No, but you get a completely different energy with a mixed audience than something magical happens when women get together and talk about stuff that they really care about.
Exactly.
I'm sure men would say the same thing. Something magical happens when all men get together.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was just saying that to my husband, how incredible the energy was there being all female, but that, you know, the fact that this one is going to be both men and women, and we have, you know, men are so wonderful too and have great energy, and it's going to create a whole different experience. It'll be my first time at that one. So I'm really excited to see that.
Yeah. Men are equally fine. Conference.
Yes. Yeah. Let's just clarify that. So no one feels excluded.
Exactly. Yeah.
Of course, Keto Ladies was a very special event, and it was the first one that has ever been done for keto and women specifically, or women's health. So what are your, if you can name like one thing that was amazing about that long weekend, what would it be?
The food.
Yes. Also true.
That's probably my favorite part. And that's for two reasons. The first was just that it was the first time that I've ever been able to go anywhere, be anywhere, and not have to have any stress around food, ordering, having to worry about, you know, being able to have my keto needs met or not met, or getting glutened or any, I just didn't have to even think about it. Mm-hmm. And then the fact that the food was so high quality and had so much variety and everything, everyone was just loving it all week, just being able to go to that beautiful buffet, which was full of all the most amazing, like incredible salad bar with all this variety, all these keto dressings and aioli, and then, you know, fresh food, and everything was just catered to such incredibly high standards. And it just, I mean, we all know the best part about traveling is just eating in different places, eating different things in different places. So, I mean, it to not acknowledge how incredible it was to have no stress around it, and then to just have all of this food available to us that, you know, we could eat and nourish ourselves so well in a keto way. Mm. And I just think it's so important, because you hear of, and I've been to a lot of health conferences where the standards are not as high as what you guys had. And it just is not the same experience, because from start to finish, I feel like maybe the way that I think is not necessarily the same as, you know, the conference organizers. It's just a way of, and I'm not speaking for keto conferences, more health conferences in general, where you'll find things that you're like, well, this is not healthy at all, and I'm at a health conference, and yet this is here. So it makes you question things. Whereas with you guys, like, I was just so blown away by the way you put it together and by the way the hotel put it together. So I have to say, you know, next to the company, the food was definitely incredible. And then you're in the best place on the whole island, you know, which, like, I'm not even exaggerating, because we went around the whole island after the conference for a week, and I was like, I had no idea that was actually the best place in the whole of my
No, weekend. It's true. Yeah,
it is. And that's why we really had put high standards when we started planning this. Yeah. It was exactly as you say, because if we are going on a health conference, you want to eat healthy, and we don't want to be thinking about it. We should just be comfortable and go and eat whatever is served. And then you need to find those really nice places, like little top-notch places where you know the quality is in every aspect of their what they are doing is just this perfect.
Yeah. No, we also, I mean, for the November event, we get a little psycho when it comes to the preparation, because then we even, I don't remember if we had that for March now, but we even control what they put in the minibars.
Yeah.
And everything, so that there are no temptations and you can't really cheat unless you go out of the hotel and, you know, make an extra effort. But that's why it's also could be a really good kickstart for someone who is interested in keto. Maybe have looked through your book, Vanessa, and is interested in trying and want to come meet you. Then, you know, it's a perfect 5-day kickstart into keto. You get all the knowledge, you can only eat keto, and let's go.
That's such a great point, because some people actually, I do get messages from people who say, I bought your program like 5 months ago and I just haven't started and I really want to get started. Mm-hmm. And even though they might have the idea that they want to start or, you know, commitment, they'll other things will come up or get in the way and they just feel like they can't do it unless it's like perfectly done or they're doing it, you know, with their whole heart and soul and, you know, focus and commitment to it and stuff. So, you know, sometimes it might help someone who's wanting to try it out and get started to just go there and be totally immersed in it and be surrounded with a community of other people who are also, you know, doing it. That would be so incredibly helpful.
Because you also get that support.
Also, and it also gives you a kick, even if you've been doing it for like 9 or 10 years, as I've been doing. Because it was like in November, I know after a few days of the November event, I was ordering new Nordic walking sticks. You know those? When you go out Nordic walking with also with pump. So I have a six kilo resistance when I walk it with them. So I was, I need to get starting with something like that. So I think it was Daryl's fault.
Yes, we Daryl, blame it on Daryl.
because he's a truly inspiration when it comes to get people moving. And with the food and everything. Yeah. So it's a kick.
Yeah. No matter how long you've been doing it, really.
Yeah.
But that I find is the case for a lot of meetups when you meet other keto people, that you just get so like re-inspired. You're like, oh yeah, great. This person is doing this and this. Maybe I could tweak something too, or all of these things that you might not think about when you're on your own.
I think just the connections that you come away from it with. I mean, I think I made 10 new, you know, best friends in 1 weekend, you know, and that's like, it's not a surprise because we all have so much in common. We all think really alike. And, you know, suddenly you get to spend the weekend bonding with people that have a similar mindset to you. Like they're really passionate about health and they like help, you know, they live a certain way. And so it's not, I think, uncommon to come away with so many incredible new valuable connections and stuff in your life to do that kind of trip. It makes the whole thing so worthwhile to travel there and do all of that. And you could have, you know, lifelong connections and friendships just from that.
And yeah, as being organizers, Hannah, it's like when we're saying goodbye to all the guests and all the speakers, it's such, you just want to cry.
No, we do cry. We don't want to cry. We cry.
We're both crying. I think
And the first time after the first event, when we were leaving the hotel, I was like ugly crying.
In the car. Yeah, we were all ugly crying.
So it is, it's the same for us, though we are the organizers, because it might sometimes people think that, okay, they are the organizers. They have a total different view on this, but we don't.
No, we get just as immersed in the community and family as well.
Our heart and soul is in everything we do when it comes
blood, sweat, and tears, literally.
Yes, a lot of tears. Happy tears.
Mostly. Most of the time, So
I'm really curious how the format will be different and, you know, what to expect, you know, for the fact that I went to Keto Ladies, like how this event will be different
That's exactly what I was going to ask you. Do you have any expectations for LCU 18 in November, Vanessa?
I mean, my only expectations are you guys are going to have to outdo yourselves. So I don't know if that'll be possible. Yeah, you set the bar pretty high. That's the only problem with having such a great event is, you know, people expect you can't disappoint anyone after that. But I'm really, really curious because I know the format is a bit different, you know, in terms of the length of it and what the program mm-hmm. will be like. I'm really, really curious about that because it also seems like it's a little bit longer maybe than Keto Ladies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is really exciting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got to fit a lot more knowledge, a lot more experts in then.
Yeah. Yes. And it's more, the workshops, there are more possibilities for people to join and go between and it's more freedom in the afternoons, you can say.
Yeah.
And that is...
Okay.
Yeah, that's the meaning of it. It's supposed to be. So that people can choose the most interesting subject or go out and do some yoga or take a swim or... Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. We have high expectations, I think, too. I think we first have to outdo our own expectations and then we'll have to get on to the rest. So do you have any other thoughts regarding the November event? There's a lot of course, excitement and expectations and stuff, but you know, anything that you want to achieve while you're there or until you come see us in Mallorca again, or...
I'm just really looking forward to it. I mean, I had such a busy schedule in the last year and I've decided to be, you know, I guess a little bit more selective in how I spend my time and what I say yes to, because I just say yes to everything all the time. And then later I sometimes pay the price. So I've decided, you know, out of self-care to just be more selective and just pick a few events that I really want to go to and focus on those instead of doing a zillion and one events and you know, having, you know, the book tour last year just added on to all of that. So I think because of that, I just have a few events coming up in the next, you know, 6 months that I'm really, really excited about. So I feel like I'm like counting down to it. And I think it's just going to be amazing to see some people that I really know well. There's some speakers that are coming that I don't know yet and I haven't had the opportunity to meet yet, so that's going to be really exciting. And you know, just seeing more speakers added and who's going to be there, I think is the fun part too, and anticipating it.
Yeah, for us too.
It feels like a fun summer camp that I get to go to, like, you know, when I was a kid, that was what I looked forward to all year. And I know it's going to be similar to that. And Mallorca was like one of those places that was my favorite place in the world that I'd never been to. So the fact that I got to go and discover it and now I know what to expect, you know, just Port de Solaire is so incredibly gorgeous. And I mean, I was posting pictures and stuff that just looked, they didn't even look real. They're so beautiful. So I'm really excited that I get to go back to such a beautiful part of the world too and be in Spain. I think that's, there's just a lot to anticipate and that's like half the fun, you know?
Yeah.
And we're super excited to have you there. So
it'll be fantastic.
You. Yeah.
I guess I'm just curious about the format and how it'll be different, you know, in terms of the, I think you said that it's going to allow for a little bit more flexibility in the afternoon in terms of activities. And I'm just wondering, it's going to be the same. So like speakers and then workshops kind of similarly to Keto Ladies.
It's going to be, it's basically Keto Ladies, but bigger. Because we have more speakers, we also have, of course, more workshop slots. And also we can offer speakers if they want to, if they want to have two workshops or something. There is a lot more space for that rather than a Keto Ladies, which was a shorter event, just a couple of days where everything had to be quite tightly planned. We have a lot more freedom, both in terms of time and space, because for the November event, we, of course, have the whole hotel. Yeah. Not just, but.
Ooh, wow.
No, but we have the whole hotel, so we can, you know, break out into smaller groups a little bit everywhere rather than
be everywhere.
I mean, the basics are similar because we put a lot of focus on health, of course, nutrition, really, really good food, community, joy, movement makes a huge difference to health as well. And all these things that we generally stand for, we just sort of expand it. Yeah. From keto ladies. So it's going to be similar, I'm sure, but with a completely different energy, completely different people, and just more.
more. Keto ladies on steroids.
Yeah. A little bit. Fantastic. Well, thank you so, so much for your time, Vanessa. We can't wait to give you a big, fat keto hug in Mallorca in just under 6 months.
Under 6 months.
Oh. We can't wait to see you then, and have a great day.
Thank you. It's nice to see your faces.
Nice to see you again.
Bye, girls.
Bye-bye. Bye. Bye.